Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just to update injuries from the game, Eddie Royal left knee did not return. Matt Forte, right knee did not return. And then Bryce Callahan went through the concussion protocol, was determined he had a concussion. Any questions?
John, any indication of how serious Matt Forte's knee injury is?
No, I think on evaluation they have an idea. I hate to speculate that until they get medical evidence, but we'll keep you guys posted.
What do you say to a team after a loss like this?
It's the NFL. I think, guys fought. They competed. We were in the game, much like the last 4 weeks. We won two. We didn't finish the last 2 weeks, and you lose. And I think, down the stretch, you got to coach it better. You got to make plays when they're there to be had. That's really the truth.
John, what did you see from Diggs and the catch, the way he got away from Sherrick right there? What did Sherrick have done to get him?
Again, it's a little further across the field for me. He had him in coverage, and the guy made a good play.
Another new offensive line arrangement for you. Talk about how you felt that worked and just how you were able to keep this line
up. Like I said, I told the team, we fought, we battled, our guys competed. It's not lack of effort or lack of want to. It's just, in key moments, you got to make plays. And that's not just the offensive line. I think, that's throughout the football team.
John, the jump ball that Charles Johnson caught in front of the bench there, in front of Antrell Roll, what's your role have done there to play the ball?
It's like, what's the guy done better to get the rebound? I don't know. Get the rebound. I think, I don't know that he saw him. I think he was a guy that was outside and kind of bent in and came under and made a heck of a play on the ball. That's how you win games.
Offensively, was the game plan what you wanted in terms of eating up a lot of clock and being able to control the ball as long as you did?
Well, I think you've been to our game so far this year. I think that's kind of a common formula, yes. He played admirable. I thought it was a great job of, escaping the pocket and, good toughness to kind of show you a little bit about what we see in him, to finish that play and score a touchdown to put us up by seven.
Special teams issues. Talk about the punt return and what you guys can do to kind of make them go away.
Well, they practice and get paid too. I think that's why you play the game. We probably didn't contain as well as we should have from the left side in two areas without naming names. Like all plays that don't work, they're not executed as well as they need to be.
What did you like in Bryce Callahan to have confidence in him in Nickelback?
We practice every day. We watch him and evaluate guys in practice every day. Obviously he did something to catch our eye and was rewarded for it. And, you try to build competition and, something that we're going to continue to do and try to elevate to the level that, we can go win these close games.
How do you think the D-line did against their run?
I don't watch the tape. It's a pretty tight line in there. It's hard to see, especially with a lousy seat like I have right on the field. Again, good and bad. We were good enough to be close, but not good enough to win.
Are these more frustrating or harder to deal with? Harder to bounce back from when you let it get away like this?
We worked really hard to win. We put a lot of time, a lot of effort. Really at the end of the day, whether you win or lose by 3 or 33, it counts the same. So we are what we are.
Coach, at 2-5, what are your realistic hopes for the rest of the season?
To get better. It didn't change after 0-3. I think it's not going to change at 2-5. This is a competitive game, and we'll keep competing and working to get better and do everything in our power to get us better.